This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Tom Nicolette of the Texas Farm Bureau Radio Network reports in the first 27 days of May, it rained 21 of them in certain regions of Texas. Now, we've gone through a lot of rain and dry and fighting the conditions to get the planting done. But wet conditions in Texas have just been unreal. They've washed out livestock fences and cattle are losing weight from the energy it takes to trudge through muddy pastures or pens. Some wheat farmers won't be able to harvest their crop. Cotton planting is way behind schedule, and in the coastal bend area, the grain sorghum's behind. So Texas is tough, but they're tough Texans. U of I will host Dudley Smith on a farm beef and cow-calf field day on June 17th. The Dudley Smith Farm Beef Cow-Calf Field Day at the University of Illinois Dudley Smith Farm, located just off Route 29 between Taylorville and Pena. They'll begin registering that morning at 9:30, and a program will conclude at 12:30 on June 17th. Public's invited to attend and to learn more about the valuable research taking place on that farm. They'll provide lunch for those who pre-register. Now, the featured speaker will be Dr. Gary Lacefield, University of Kentucky Agronomy Department. Dr. Lacefield's extension activities, including working closely with county agents and producers across the Midwest, conducting applied forage research for Kentucky in the transition zone. Over the last 16 years, Illinois Extension staff have worked directly with Dr. Lacefield in several multi-state initiatives to promote livestock production and grazing management strategies built on the foundation of land stewardship. If you'd like to attend, you can register online by visiting the Extension website. Why don't you just call this number, 217-287-7246, or you can email Gary Letterly at letterly@illinois.edu. I spent the day earlier this week with the folks over at CHS in Shipman. They were celebrating a year's worth of no lost time to accidents, celebrating safety both on the farm and in farm-related business. And we did some interviews there, and they'll be coming up this weekend. You'll hear the first of them tomorrow and also on Saturday and possibly into Monday. There will be a rodeo, the IHSRA State Finals, coming up June 18th to the 20th at the Effingham County Fairgrounds on US 40 in Altamont. That's coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, June 18th and 20th. It's going to be quite the rodeo, the main rodeo competition, Thursday night at 7, Friday night at 7, and Saturday at noon, and then the final round at 6 o'clock Saturday night. In addition to the normal rodeo for the high school kids, which is pretty spirited, by the way, there will be a special kids rodeo on Thursday at 12:30. There will be various events during the day, including a community-wide garage sale and a farmer's market on Saturday morning, starting around 8 o'clock. Also, from 6:30 to 10 Saturday morning is the IHSRA Scholarship Breakfast. Tickets for the event, you can get an entire weekend pass, $25 for an adult in advance, and you can get those tickets by calling 217-521-8996. Tickets also will be available at the gate, slightly higher. There's a new game, Farm to Cart, from the Farm Bureau Federation. This game allows players pre-K to elementary to understand the process of getting crops, animals, livestock to the grocery stores. Farmers use land in different ways to grow crops. That'll be made clear to the young players. Through the game, young learners discover how to describe the general process for the production of an ag product and how farmers use land to grow crops. The game's offered as a free PDF download on www.agfoundation.org. All you need is scissors, tape, or glue, and a die. Don't forget our interviews that we conducted this week earlier at CHS and Shipman. Those interviews will be on the farm show over the weekend. You'll hear them probably Friday and Saturday. and Monday as well. But those will be coming up starting on Friday. That's all for today. This is John Michael Marty. Have a great week.